Good morning. This is Don Lloyd, the storyteller from Lake Chelan Historical Society at the big rusty red building with wagon wheels in the windows. I'd like to relate to you today some excerpts from the diary of a young pioneer girl just nearing the end of her 17th year on a rowing and hiking trip to Stehekin. She says, "Our trip was the grandest and most romantic of any I've taken before in my life. Oh, I wish I might be able to describe one half the grandeur and beauty of the grand scenery we saw as we came along. Tomorrow morning early, we start on up to Horseshoe Basin, hoping to get back again to our camp here tomorrow evening. It is about 10 miles up there, so we are going to try to walk it all the way. People around here say they don't think girls can walk it, but I think they'll get fooled. Friday, July 21st. We started from our camp here at Bridge Creek at 4:30 yesterday morning. It was a very gradual ascent for about 7 miles. Oh, the beautiful flowers that grew along the way were something wonderful. We soon came to Park Creek, which we crossed on a log. The sun did not shine on us for the first six miles of the way. As we went on, the mountains were just covered with snow and immense glaciers. Just before we began ascending the new trail, we walked across a large canyon filled with snow. The snow must have been 12 or 14 feet deep and walked across it over the canyon. The snow was hard and crusty in the morning, but soft and slippery at night after it had thawed all day. The newly made trail is rather steep, and we were pretty tired when we reached the top. It was about 3 miles long and wound up the mountain like the letter S, only it turned many more times than the letter does. Oh yes, I must not forget to note the wonderful waterfall. It was a perpendicular fall of about 1,600 feet. It was a grand sight. Oh, words cannot express how grand the scenery is up there. About 9 o'clock a.m., we came around a curve and stood speechless. We were only about a mile from where we were to stop, and now we could see the grand and wonderful Horseshoe Basin. The upper basin was so full of snow, no one can get up there yet. It is very dangerous in some places. When we reached the Ferguson camp, we were invited to come in and get a good square meal before we went on further. Next week, we will talk again about this girl who was on an intrepid trip to Horseshoe Basin.